Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Department of Justice files a statement of interest on a Sunday afternoon, no less, in support of our case in Virginia on behalf of Lighthouse Fellowship Church in Sinquitigue Island. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this is an amazing turn of events, Holly. This particular church in Sinquitigue Island, Virginia, is a church that does not have internet. So you can't just simply go online. And many of its members do not have internet. But in Virginia, the governor, Ralph Northam, he has limited religious services to no more than 10 people. But you can have all kinds of people in these secular gatherings. We filed a lawsuit in the case, and that is still ongoing. But what happened is the judge issued an order that, frankly, is devoid of any constitutional consistency or real basis of the case, and denied the temporary restraining order, the emergency injunction to stop it. So we filed an appeal.
Because in the meantime, these people aren't meeting for church.
Well, what happened was this happened on Palm Sunday, where on Palm Sunday they had 16 people in a place, the house of worship, that's rated for 293 attendees or seats. Almost 300 people. They only had 16 people inside, and that includes the pastor. And on Palm Sunday, after the service was over, the police, they had come during the service. And when it was over, they actually gave the pastor, Kevin Wilson, a notice of violation, and it's a criminal charge.
For having church service.
For having church service on Palm Sunday. And that carries a penalty of up to a year in jail and or a $2,500 fine.
Because they had 16 people
They had 16 people, six people over the governor's magic number of 10. Six people. No warning. They just ended up saying, we're going to charge the pastor. So we're going to have to defend him in the criminal court on this. We ended up filing suit on behalf of Lighthouse Fellowship Church in federal court. And then what happened is when the Department of Justice got wind of our case, they ended up, as soon as we filed the appeal, contacting us. They were about ready, apparently, to file their brief. And they ended up doing that on Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. We were in communication with the DOJ Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And getting information, they had already gotten a lot of information that they needed. And they ended up filing a great brief, siding with us and asking the federal court to issue an injunction while we go up on appeal. And it is a great turn of events, Holly. The DOJ then sent out its own press release on Sunday afternoon. I mean, how often would you see the Department of Justice? This is a federal agency. It's the highest law enforcement branch of the entire country. And yet they realize that this is such an outrageous violation of religious free exercise under the First Amendment that indeed they were willing to work through the weekends and file their brief on a Sunday afternoon.
As well as, you know, these kind of situations are setting a precedent across the nation. These governors and their outrageous orders discriminating against churches, they're seeing what's happening. Here's an example.
Here is an example, and this sends a very strong message. It sets forth our arguments that we have unequal treatment, and that's what they have said based upon these orders. You have unequal treatment between secular gatherings, and we actually have photographs that we've entered into the record. And literally the parking lots of all these commercial operations are jammed. They're full. Kmart, Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's, you name it, they're all jammed. I mean, we're talking about lots and lots of cars, hundreds of cars.
Right, and other and all throughout Virginia. They're
throughout Virginia, throughout the entire state of Virginia, Commonwealth of Virginia. They're jammed, and everybody knows it. All you have to say is Home Depot, Walmart, Kmart.
Yep.
And, okay, well, yeah, we've been there, or the grocery store. Yeah, it is. It is a zoo.
Right.
Because so many people are there. And so people know that these places are packed, and they don't have to do all of the requirements. In other words, they can have lots of people, some of them social distance, some of them don't. But the fact is, they're able to operate with lots of people. And churches are said, well, you're not essential. And consequently, you can only have, in this case in Virginia, 10 people. 10 people. Now, that includes the pastor and maybe the person who's doing some other aspects of the worship. So if you have a pastor and the pastor's spouse, that's two people. You can maybe have 8 more people in the building. It doesn't matter whether your building is 300 seats, 3,000 seats. You can only have 10 people in the building.
But you know, Matt, this DOJ gave a very strong statement when it said there is no pandemic exception to the Constitution of the Bill of Rights. Indeed, individual rights secured by the Constitution do not disappear during a public health crisis.
You know, that's powerful. And we have been saying the same
thing. Do not disappear.
That the Constitution doesn't have a pause button. It doesn't go into hibernation during a crisis or a pandemic. It always is there. And that's exactly what they said. So we didn't need validation. You know, our validation comes from the Lord. Mm-hmm. And whether we get pushback for our positions, we pray through those positions, we research those positions, we take those positions. We have had this position from the very beginning, all these different orders coming down that these were crossing the constitutional line. And as they said, there's no pandemic exception to the Constitution of the Bill of Rights, and that the individual rights secured by the Constitution do not disappear during a public health crisis. Mm-hmm. Not even for a temporary time, people. Not even for 2 weeks. Not even for a week. They don't just simply disappear. Now, the government's interest may get stronger, but that doesn't mean the rights disappear. They never outweigh the rights of the Constitution. They never go into hibernation. They never continue to sleep through a pandemic, and that's in fact what the Court of Appeals said on the Saturday before this. That was quite an amazing weekend.
Absolutely, yeah.
You and I and the attorney staff, we were all very busy that weekend.
We were very busy.
No rest for us on Saturday and Sunday.
But you know, aside from that, Matt, I mean, this church in particular is a sweet little church, but these people in this community, it's a small community, they depend on this church. They don't have internet, so they can't flip the switch and go online. Many of them have needs that the church meets, physical, emotional, as well as spiritual needs. So this is truly a lighthouse in this community. So to take that out of these people's lives is truly tragic.
Yeah, and because they were scared from the Palm Sunday circumstance.
Which you can't blame them.
And they were threatened. And here's this. They were threatened. If any of you come back again next week for Easter, we will give criminal citations to each one of you. These are the church members.
That's pretty scary.
So if they had 16 people the next week, or even 11 people the next week, all of them would get criminal citations.
They could all possibly go to jail for going to church.
I know, for going to church.
This is America. Unbelievable.
And the pastor still is under that threat because they haven't dropped the criminal. So this case is still going on, both in the criminal and in the civil. And I am so grateful that the Department of Justice, the highest law enforcement office of the land, under the direction of U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr, they stepped in and they did it in a magnificent way. On a Sunday, they issued a press release. They saw the urgency of this issue.
We so appreciate him and his office. Yeah.
We definitely appreciate the Attorney General and the DOJ. Mm-hmm. But here is the thing. It's not over. During a press conference on the Monday after the Sunday filing, the governor gives his daily press conference or whatever he does all the time. Sometimes he travels to his condo in a different state. That's a whole different issue. But he gave a press conference, and he was asked by the media, because this went all over the country. Mm-hmm. He was asked by the media, well, what about this church and the Department of Justice? And so he brought up somebody else to address it. And they said, well, we appreciate the Department of Justice being interested in people's rights, but we look forward to having this case affirmed on appeal. So in other words,
they skirted the issue.
Thank you, DOJ, for being concerned about the constitutional rights of people, but we're going to do what we're going to do anyway.
Wow.
So they're not dropping the case. And so we have to go through this case on appeal. Continue to pray for us as we move up the ladder to the appellate court.
And for the people in this church.
Yeah, and it's not just this church, it's every church right. in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Right.
And the precedent that it sets goes way beyond mm-hmm. Virginia, just like the precedent set in our Kentucky case. That particular court governs multiple states, not just Kentucky. And that's the first federal court of appeals decision on this issue regarding churches in the entire country. So this is the next one going up. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org, for more information. Pray for Liberty Counsel. We are stretched to our limits. Give us a call and go to lc.org for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776.